for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday afternoon, December the 30th, 2002. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey of Millington, Tennessee is the teacher.
But the Word works for us, and it works according to how much you believe it. According to your faith, be it unto you. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. You know, I read this in the Amplified this morning. And it really lays it out. If you've got an Amplified Bible, look this up in the Amplified and just see what it says. It's to those that believe, the one that believes that it works. And God's Word, if it can divide even to the dividing of the soul and spirit, it can drive out sickness, it can drive out demonic forces, it will do the work if we believe. And over in 1 John, in chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, you know, John's Gospel, it talks about it, but here, verse 1 in chapter 1 of 1 John, it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. The Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. Let's go to the Gospel of John, okay? That was where I should have gone to start with, forgive me, but that was good too. The word is alive and quick, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts asunder. Remember that when you go to fighting the Spirit. John Gospel chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, but nor of the will of man, but of God. But the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. God's Word, if we will allow it to become flesh with us, I believe with all my heart that when it becomes so real within us, that Jesus Christ becomes so real within us, that we won't even need deliverance and we won't need healing, but we'll walk in health and wholeness and soundness. And that's where God wants us to walk. And it's according to our faith that the Word works in us, but there is a place to walk with the Lord that where the Word will become so much a part of you that it's just, you know it, and not only with your head, but you've got to know it in your heart. Your innermost being, that, as I said, was talking about the time that I fell and before one of the meetings, and I was working in the yard, working, unloading mulch to put around the roses, and I tripped. And as I was falling, I heard coming up out of my spirit, not a bone shall be broken. And not a bone or scratch was on my knees or on my hands, and I fell on concrete. And so this is what God has been showing me ever since I've known the Word, began to really hunger for the things of the Word, that if we're willing to believe it and pay the price, that the Word can become so real that we become one with it. That Jesus was the Word in the flesh. And everything that He walked in, He wants us to walk that way. He doesn't want us to have to be prayed for sickness. You know, we pray and lay hands on people, and that's okay. But, you know, that's for babies. It's for baby Christians to go up and get hands laid on them and prayed for. God expects us to stand upon the Word and let the Word work for it within us. But we menless in it. We do. We menless in it. I'll say this, and you can believe it or not, I really don't care, but I always say it because it's true. I have not had to go to a doctor in 32 years. God has been my healer. I'm not boasting on me. I'm telling you, my God is a God, a faithful God. He watches over His Word to perform it. And as we stand upon His Word, the Word works. Now, I've had lots of opportunities to be sick. There's no medication in my house. I was telling the girls upstairs that I had a bottle of aspirin in the house. Someone told me to feed my roses. When I cut them, aspirin. And my son, two sons, my son and my daughter had sent me two bouquets of roses last year around this time. And one of them was just real, one bouquet was real pretty, but the others had their head tucked down. And someone said, give them an aspirin. So I go down and buy me some aspirin, but I put it in both of the containers, and they all died. I said even the roses didn't want the aspirin. They were shipped in. I don't know what the problem was, but I had the bottle of aspirin in my house up till back in June, and one of my sons came over and spent some time with me, and he forgot his medicine. Praise the Lord. He didn't bring it with him. And I didn't know it. He'd been there 5 or 6 days before I knew he didn't have it. And he got up one morning and said he didn't sleep very well one night. And I said, what's wrong? He said, well, I didn't bring any medicine over here. And said, I hadn't really needed any. But something was bothering him. And he said, I think I need some aspirin. I said, well, I was almost afraid to give them to him. They were still there in the drawer. He did that to my roses. I didn't know what they'd do to my son, but I did give them to him. But he took them home with him, so they're not in my house anymore. And I promise you, I'm not giving my roses aspirins anymore. That's okay. I'm not coming against medication. I want you to understand before I go any further that I'm not coming against doctors. I'm not coming against medicine. But I'll tell you something. When I see what they say about medicine on TV, the side effects, it's frightening. And so, you know, God's got a better way. And He's been, I'll tell you this, I was a case that had 12 operations or 13 before I learned about healing. And I learned there was a better way. It's not always been easy. But when you stand faithful before the Lord and continue praying, oh yeah, I've had the pain. I've walked in the pain. I know what it's like. But God always has healed me. And so through deliverance and the Word, you cast the spirits out and get healing for the damage. And sometimes we have to go back and see what we did that opened the door for the thing to come in to start with. And that's what's hit me the last few times. It's been when I've been by myself, I've opened the door and let it in. So God's Word is alive. It's quick and it's powerful. And while we're in John, let's go to John, over to verse 29. And you can't, you know, same chapter. Chapter 1, verse 29. He said, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God. To take away the sins of the world. Verse 36, and looking upon Jesus, as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. So I start off with the Word telling you, and the reason I'm doing this, I'm going some more into the Scriptures just on what the Word says, but we're going to do a few. We're going to go to look at what the Word says in Isaiah and what it says in 1 Peter. Let's look at those Scriptures, and let's begin to... I know you know these. I know every one of you know these Scriptures. But if you're like this doesn't get you healed down here does. It's meditating in your head. If you get it in your, you've got it in your mind. I knew a lady when I was in the one of the denominational churches could quote the whole book of First John and the whole from memory and the whole book of the Gospel of John, but she walked in absolutely nothing. And so I know that you've got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know that it'll work for you. I am sick and tired of seeing God's people be sick and tired. I am tired of seeing God's people sicker than the world. Aren't you?
Yes.
It's time that we became what we profess to be. We don't want to be the sick getting healed. We want to be the healed that walks in healing and goes out and lays our hands on the baby people that don't know about healing and get them healed and let them see God's word working for them. It's not, we're not to get under condemnation, but we're to walk and believe what God's word says. You know, who was it talking about the other, talking about someone going to a psychiatrist and they just kept going. They really didn't need to be going, but the doctor wanted the money. Well, I got a daughter that's been doing that for 2 years. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. And she knows the word. But she doesn't walk in healing. Okay, let's go over to Isaiah chapter 53. You see, what I'm saying is that when you walk in it, you know that it works for you. And God's word said he is no respecter of person, right? And he said the just shall live by faith. And we quote these scriptures and we walk around them, but we need to believe them. They need to become a part of us. My son, I was telling you, he came over there and left all his medication home. He had this little medicine box. I didn't see it, but he described it to me. I assumed it was about a thing about the size of this Bible, you know, and it had these, because he said, Mother, I had 7 days medication in there. I had it measured it all out in each little box. And he said that I wasn't going to bring any extra, just what I needed. And so he forgot it. We were going down the interstate. I didn't know it. He thought of it. He said that we was on the interstate coming around Little Rock, and he was going home with me. And I didn't know about it till 2 days before he went home. And I'll tell you something. God got him off of it. He's been on it for years. He's had some real serious problems, but the word is healing him. He just came into the baptism just recently, but he got saved 4 years ago. And so the word is doing a work in him. And he said when he left my house, he called me back 2 or 3 days later and he said, Mother, I wanted to tell you that when I didn't take that medication, said God could talk to me. And I heard him. God worked. See, he forgot the medicine. That was no accident. God did it. And he said, I'm not taking that medicine because it messes up. I can't hear God when I take it. I said, praise the Lord, son. Now you're getting there. And I see they look at me and my kids do this, and I think my oldest son doesn't believe me. He said, Mother, you're just like me. And I thought, no, I'm not like you. I love my kids, don't get me wrong. But I know my son takes medicine and he's deceptive about it, and that's okay, but he's lying to me. You know what? You don't get anything from God when you lie. God said the lake of fire be filled with liars. Read Revelation 21:8. They have their place in the lake of fire. I told him that and he hasn't called me back since then. That's been about 2 weeks before Christmas. He was running off at his mouth and telling me all the things. And I said, you're lying, son. You're lying to me. I said, wait a minute. I want to read you Revelation 21, verse 8. He said, Mother, after I read it, he says, Mother, I got to go. Talk to you later. So, much later than he thinks. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who believes this word? Do we meddle in it? Do we really believe it? I'm not knocking it. I'm saying that we need to believe it, and we need to see what God's word says to me. I know what he says to me. And I know, I don't know what he says to you, but I know that he wants us to walk in faith and believe him. I'm not telling anybody to get off medicine. I'm telling you, start believing God. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. And he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, look at, do you ever ask the Lord to just give you a picture of the cross with the Lord on it? I didn't ask him, but he gave me one time. I was sick, fighting a battle, and he gave me a picture of the cross, and he showed me Jesus on it. And he was showing me the blood that the Lord Jesus came out of his body. And I saw myself under that cross. And as that blood went over me, every bit of the sickness that I was fighting at that time disappeared. And the Lord said to me, he said, by my stripes, by the blood that I shed upon the cross, I did it for not only for your sins, but for your sickness, for all that you need. But you've got to believe it and you've got to appropriate it. And I said, Lord, I've been sick all my life. You don't have 13 major surgeries with that. God healed me from cancer years ago, even before I knew about healing. But he healed me from cancer because people were praying, and I came to a place. I'll tell you this. I went into the hospital. I had a growth that came on me, and it grew so fast that they put me in the hospital just as soon as I went to the doctor's office. And they told my husband that they would have to take my arm off and my shoulder and that it would kill me because my body couldn't stand the shock. So he was praying. I didn't know all this at that time, but I knew that they rushed me in. I knew that after I got there, they didn't do nothing. They left me laying there for 5 days before they did anything. Five different doctors came in and looked at me. And when it was over, I found out what they had said. But we had, the night before, and I'm telling you this because the Lord, the Holy Spirit brought to my memory. The night before I was in, when I was, knew what I was fixing to go through the day before, the next day I said, I was lying there in the hospital bed and I said, Lord, if you will heal me, I didn't know about healing. I was in a Presbyterian church and I didn't have the Holy Ghost either. And I had four kids. And I said, Lord, if you'll heal me, I ask you to heal me. If I can take care of my children, my children be better off with me than without me. And if you'll heal me, I'll do whatever you ask me to do. And I went to sleep, and they came in and woke me up and gave me a sleeping pill. I was already asleep. But I had such peace when I prayed this. I prayed this, and God gave me peace. And so later, I'm telling you this to tell you something. So he healed me, and the doctors were amazed that I came out of the hospital. There was quite a few churches in our area praying for me at that time, which I didn't know that either. I just knew I was praying. But years later, the Lord reminded me of my vow. He woke me up one night in the bed, and he said, you vowed a vow. You told me you would do what I've called you to do. He said, I called you to go teach my word. And I said, Lord, I'm a woman, as if God didn't know that. And I said, Lord, you know, I'm Baptist, and women don't preach. And, you know, God didn't have a bit of sympathy for me. He said, you vowed a vow, and I've called you to teach my word. And if you never teach it, you'll stand before me one day and give an account of it. And he gave me scripture. He took me from Genesis to Revelation and told me when God looked at me, he doesn't see me as a woman. He sees me as his child washed in the blood. And he said, I said, but Lord, see, we still argue with the Lord. I was arguing. I'm telling you this to tell you it's not been easy, but God is faithful. I said, Father, if you'll just let me, I know Jim has, you know, I know you've called him, and I'll pray for him, and I'll stand back behind him, and I'll stand with him in everything that you want him to do. And the Lord was real gracious. He said, and he'll stand before me and give account of everything I've called him to do. You have to obey me. Or he said, you vowed a vow. And I said, Lord, forgive me. And I repented, and I said, all right, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Well, I just thought, I did, I really meant it. I really did, but I didn't know what he meant. I did not. And so a few weeks later, by this time I had already received the Holy Spirit, and we were believing. Jim used to just walk up and down the hall in the church telling people, God heal you, God heal you, God heal you. He'd sing, God heal me, he'd heal him, and he knew it. And people ran from him in the church. They'd go in the Sunday school rooms to get away from him. But anyways, we went out one night to a meeting, and a man stood up that I'd never seen. Never been in a church, but that church before in my life. And he prophesied to me, and he said, God's called you. He's made you a pair of boots, and they're only for your feet. And he said, you're going to walk in them, and you're going to obey God. Well, I like boots, so I thought, well, okay. And he said, but God's going to give you the word, and you're going to go teach it. And I'm telling you this to tell you where I've come from. And God is faithful to his word. He told me, if you go and preach the word, he said, and give it, he said, then people's blood's not on your hands. And I'm telling you this about healing today, and I know you know it, but I want you to listen to me, and I want you to hear that if we will believe the word, I'm not telling you throw medicine away, I'm saying start. Start when you got a headache. Ask God to heal it. Start with it when you've got a pain in your ribs or your foot or whatever, and ask God to heal it. The word. Find it in the scripture. Find the words in the scripture. You know, I've got a Bible on my coffee table, and this Bible is one I'm reading. My daughter sent it to me because she wanted me to have it, and I've been marking it, and I've marked just the healing scriptures. And I get up, and I take my medicine, God's medicine. I mark scripture and go from one scripture to another on healing when I need healing. And it works on everything. If you go need finances, go in there and say, Lord, if you're obedient to the word, if you're tithing, you're giving God his money, you're not stealing from God, he'll bless you. And he'll meet your need. But see, we believe God for salvation, don't we? We're saved, aren't we saved? We believe him for the Holy Ghost. Why is it so hard to believe for healing? Why? Because it's easier to go to the doctor and get the medication and take it. And it's hard to stand when you're in pain. It's hard to, especially if you're by yourself. But the Lord told me, I wasn't not by myself. He's with me. And he'll talk to you and tell you where you've missed it if you'll listen to him. But you know, he's telling us all the time, but we don't want to hear it. It's mighty quiet in there. Okay. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. All these scriptures in my Bible, there's a little note right beside them that's got a note to the next scripture that I read. But I go all over. I start with Exodus 15 and verse 26 when I'm praying for healing. God says, if you'll obey me, I'll heal you. I'll take sickness away from the midst of you. 1 Peter. Or do I want 2 Peter? 1 Peter 2:24, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, nor but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. You know, we were healed 2,000 years ago. We were saved when he went to the cross. We were healed and we were delivered. All this came 2,000 years ago. But we have to appropriate it. We have to believe it and receive it. Matthew 8, chapter 8. Verse 16. See, I started off talking about the word. We're going to go back and about The word is that it, if you believe it and receive it, okay, we're still talking, we're still saying the word, reading the word. Verse 16 says, in verse 8, chapter 8 says, when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Himself. Jesus himself. Go to Proverbs chapter 4. I went to a Peter Lord seminar years ago, and Jack Taylor, when I was in the Baptist church, and I learned to pray the word in the Baptist church. I learned that God always hears his word. Always hears his word. He said in Jeremiah 1:12, he said, I hasten my word. I watch over my word to perform it. He said he sent his word. He said his word would not return void, but would accomplish where he sent it, when he pleases. It's his word. As we speak it and as we stand upon it, it works within us. And the thing is that we need to say it so we can hear it with our ears, so we can believe it in the heart. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, my son, attend to my words and incline thine ear unto my sayings. You know, when he said attend to his word, did you ever sit down and start studying the word, and the telephone would ring, somebody come knock on your door, the devil would say, hey, you ought to go cook supper, you ought to go laundry, do the laundry, you ought to go do this, you ought to go do that. He just talks to you. God said, attend to his word, give attention to it, listen to it, don't let anything come before it. Get up every morning saying, Father, your word is a lamp unto my feet, it's a light unto my pathway, and the entrance of your word brings light. And we get up quoting the scripture and see how your day goes. It goes so much better when you get up quoting and believing the word of God. And the more you quote it, the more you say it, the more you believe it, and you're putting it in your heart. His word is, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. And we need to put the word first. Let them not depart from thine eyes and keep them in the midst of thine heart. See, if you keep putting them before your eyes, in my house, when you come in, you'll see a few more pictures now than you used to, but I used to have my walls lined with scripture, and I still got scripture on my walls. In my bedroom, I've got it all around my bedroom. In my guest room, I've got scripture on the walls. Up and down my hall, in my bathroom, there's scripture. And some woman went in there, a friend of mine said, why don't you put some pictures in there? I said, why don't you like my reading in there? That's in there for you to read. She's a good friend. I could get. She said, "Well, pictures will look better." I said, "Too bad. I like the scripture." But see, we keep them. We let them not depart from our eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. What if you couldn't get medicine? What if you couldn't go to a doctor? The word is life to our flesh. He said, "I keep them in thine heart." Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. You know what some of our biggest problems are? About healing and about everything God's given unto us. Because when we fellowship with the world, unbelievers, and people that don't believe the word, they will try their best to keep you from believing. If you believe different from someone, they keep saying, but it doesn't work for me. Well, it doesn't work because you don't believe it. We love people. I tell you, I told this the other day when I was teaching down here, that I had to shut my door and turn my phone off to get my healing the last time, because I had so many Job's comforters come. Why don't you go to the doctor? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Do that. Do this. And I just get tired telling them I don't go. And I said, so I thought, I'm tired of listening to them. I'm closing my door. And so they came over there. And you know what the Lord did? My doorbell went out of order. They couldn't get me. They thought I wasn't home. They'd come knock on the door and say, where have you been? When they finally went to me, my doorbell's still out of order. Okay, let's go to 1 Peter again. I think Doc had that. Use that scripture this morning, but let's go to 1 Peter. Praise you, Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies, you know, and envies and all evil speaking. You think maybe that might have a lot to do with us not receiving a healing? As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. We need to ask the Father to give us a desire for the word that it might become a part of us so that it can become flesh in us. Say, well, I've got that. But our problem is we're under too many traditions, and we've walked, sometimes I think we walk so long, we've been with the Lord so long, we think, well, I got all the answers, and it, you know, it just hadn't worked for me. We need to start over just like it was new every morning. The Word says the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. And He wakens me morning by morning with the tongue of the learned. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4. I'm trying to hurry. Got time. Because I want to give us this. I hope y'all don't stone me afterwards, but that's okay. If you do, God will heal me. Verse 1, chapter 4, Matthew. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. By the way, he was led up into this wilderness by the Holy Spirit. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You know, we're talking about the word and it working. Jesus stood on the word when the devil came to him, when the enemy came. Now, Satan himself doesn't come to you and I. He sends his generals or maybe some of his little peons. I don't know who he sends. But they come and try to talk us out of what the word says. Jesus used the word on them. If Jesus Christ had to rebuke the devil with the word, don't you see how it's so important to listen as the word will come forth? You know, if you don't say anything, if somebody comes up to you and they tell you a whole bunch of stuff, you know, that against what you believe, if you don't say anything, they think you're in agreement with them. If you don't tell them what you think, the scripture tells us in John says, take heed what you hear. And he says that every idle word that we speak, we'll give account of. So if we don't stand for what we believe, then when people come to us, you say, well, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Well, I don't either, but I don't want to see them. I don't want to see anything happen to them. And if I can say a word, something about the word to them and help them, I'm going to do it. And we need to be bold. Be like harmless as doves and bold as a lion. We need to go forth and be what God wants us to be. And I'll tell you something. As you do it and preach the word to others, you build your own faith. I know we're all faith people in here. We're men and women of great faith. But when you get a migraine headache, or if you get a something hurting you real bad, where do you go? To the doctor or to the medicine chest or to the word of God? The doctor says, you go to the doctor, he gives you a prescription. You go down to get it filled. You come back and it says, take every 4 hours. I was there, and I tell you, I set my alarm clock to get up during the night to take it every 4 hours. Well, what's wrong with taking God's medicine? Amen. I'm not rebuking, I'm trying to encourage. So please don't take it the wrong way, okay? Romans chapter 10. You know, as I was going over these this morning, I didn't know I was going to teach today, but I was going over this morning because I get up most every morning and go over scriptures of healing. And I was going over these scriptures and the Lord gave me Romans 10. And I said, yeah, I was going to Romans 10:17, but let's don't do that. We're going to that too, but let's go back up to Romans 8. But what saith, if the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that is the word of faith which we speak, we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So if you confess with your mouth salvation, why don't you confess I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus? You know why you don't? Just why what happened to me, and I'll tell it to you. I fell and ruptured a disc in my back years ago. We first were walking in this. How you know you ruptured a disc? Because I've had surgery for one time, and I knew what kind of pain went with it. And so I was new. You know, baby Christians can believe a lot more than us older folks do sometimes. And so I said, no, and by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. It took me 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks to get healed from this, but God healed it. I would walk by, I could hardly straighten up. The pain was so bad. I'm telling you this to tell you how the Word works. Don't turn me off. As I would go from my bedroom to my den, I came by through another bedroom that had a full-length mirror. And every time I'd go by looking, and I was walking like this. Oh, it hurt so bad. And I'd say, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. I was healed 2,000 years ago. And the devil would say, you don't look healed. I'd hear that just as plain as anything. And I'd say, I don't care what you say, devil, the Word says it. And so I went like that for two and a half weeks. My husband's friend and his wife, and we used to go out to eat on Saturday night. And John got me, he'd say, you're lying, you're not healed. I said, the Word says by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. He said, you don't look healed. I said, I rebuke you, Satan, get it behind me and don't push. But you see, it was awful, really. I stand up lead singing in church, whether you believe it or not. I used to lead singing. I still do in my church. And I preach, and when I'd be leading singing, Jim's up there helping me, and the only way I could get easy, he would put his hand on my back, and the anointing in him would ease the pain. And one night, on a Wednesday night, we were up there singing, and I had been standing on the Word for 2.5 weeks. And the devil would say, and people ask me today why I wear heels. I wear them because if I put low heel shoes on, I have to change them very often. But the devil would say, you fool, you better get those shoes off. You can't walk in those shoes. Yeah. You got back trouble. Well, back then, people, that was when women wore platforms. So I had a pair of platforms. My husband, our car broke down, and my husband was having to go to church in his van, which was, you had to step up high. And I'd put those shoes on. And I'd go out there, and Jim said, I'll help you up. I said, no, you don't. I'm going to get up by myself. But I was standing on the platform in the church that night with those high heel shoes on with platforms on it. And we were praising the Lord. And as we praised the Lord, the healing was manifested. God manifested in my body. I stood on the Word. And I'm telling this because every time I've taught on healing, people get offended at me. But I'm trying to tell you that it doesn't come easy. It doesn't come easy. It's a fight. A fight of faith, because the devil wants to steal your faith from you. But God wants you to walk in healing. And do you ever get up of a morning and think, you know, over in Isaiah, there's a scripture said that God's ways are not our ways. And then it goes on to say, line upon line, precept upon precept, that he'll, you know, hear a little, there a little. Well, I took that scripture one time, and I said, Lord, I'm going to take that scripture, and I'm going to stand upon it. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And I'm going to start commanding every part of my body to come in line with what your Word says. And I speak to my mind, and I say, mind, you come into line with the Word of God. Heart, you beat like God created you to beat. Liver, lungs, kidneys, bones, every part of it. And as I say, blood flow through my veins the way God created them to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I command you to obey the name of Jesus. God said He'd given us authority over the ground. Joshua, he said, told Joshua, every place the soles of your feet touch, claim. Well, since I'm made out of dirt and my feet's on the ground, I say, Lord, this dirt body that you put me into, you've given me authority over it. And so in the name of Jesus, I command it to line up with the Word of God. And you know, the more you do it, the more it begins to work in your body because you begin to believe. And so we stand upon the Word. We apply it. See, we've got to confess it. See, I read the scripture in Romans that said we confess our salvation. Jesus said if you don't confess that you belong to Him, that you're His, He won't confess you before the Father. Well, I said, Lord, I'm confessing everything. I said, Lord, I confess what your Word says. And you know, God doesn't get tired of hearing it. And the more we say it, the more it becomes a part of us. I told my daughter, she's walking with a cane, and I want her to heal, because I know God wants to heal. She's only 40-something, 47. She's my baby. And every time I see it, it breaks my heart, because I know what the hand of the Lord has been on her for all her life. And here she is, crippled from an accident. And I said, you rebuke that. You start standing on the Word. I am Mama. I am Mama. She gets real aggravated with her mama. I said, honey, God's healing you. God's healing you. You receive it in your body. You command it to line up with the Word. And get rid of those drugs you're on that's trying to blow you away. You know why? She's been in such... I'm not belittling what happened to her by any means. Don't get me wrong. My heart breaks because of what's happened to her. But I want her healed. And I know God will do it. God is no respecter of persons. But it takes work, and we don't want to do it. It's a lot easier for her to stick one of those patches on her. That's how bad it's been. And I'm so mad at the devil, I don't know what to do. And I'm going to preach healing until Jesus comes. I don't care if anybody don't receive it. I'm going to do it anyways. Because I know the Word of God is true. And I know God's a healer. And He wants us all healed. And I'm not saying, you know, don't go throw your medicine away. Don't do this and don't do that. I'm saying start believing God. Believe Him for healing. And receive it. Say it's mine and the devil's not going to have it. It's mine. It belongs to you and I. Jesus paid a price for it. He went to the cross as a Lamb of God. He was slaughtered like an animal. And the blood that came down when they stuck that spear in His side and that blood and water came out and He was in His head. That crown of thorns on His head was for the healing of our minds. And the blood ran down His face. And the hands, the nails in His hands were for us to walk and lay hands on the sick and walk in the ministry. And the nails in His feet was for our walk before God Almighty, that we would walk in the truth of His Word and believe it. And we have quit believing it. We're unbelieving believers. And God said, wake up, church. It's time to wake up and to take what belongs to you. Take it away from the devil. Don't let him have it. It's time. It's time for God's people to stand up. I'm telling you, the devil's not going to give it up easy. He'll say, I'll just make the pain worse. And he does. I promise you it'll get worse. But I'll tell you one thing, if you'll stand and say, no, you're not going to do this to me. God's Word says that by His stripes I was healed 2,000 years ago. And what God said is true. God is not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent. And He said, you believe me? Remind me. He said in Isaiah 1:18, said, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be white as snow. He said, reason with Him. Lord, this is what your Word says. People, let me tell you, I have taken this Word and stood on it. I mean, on the floor. Say, Lord, if you don't heal me, your Word lies, and I know you don't lie. I know He doesn't lie. And so many times, He'll show me some fault in me, some way that I open the door. And when I repent and confess my sin and say, God, forgive me, forgive me. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. People, it's time. We've had the words preached to us until we can quote the scripture. We can stand up and quote scripture and we can tell people things about the word. But walk in it. Walk in it. And then let them see you become what you say you believe. Oh, Lord, help us to believe and receive and walk in what your word says. He's given unto us all things. He said, faith comes by hearing. That's why I want you to confess the word. Confess it. He says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the more you hear it, the more you believe it. Especially if you say it yourself. You know, when you sit down to read the word, read it aloud. God told me one time, he said, you believe what you say more than what anybody else says. Read the word aloud. Read it aloud. And he said, as you read it, it'll go into your heart, into your spirit. You hear it by the ear, and it goes into your spirit. You know, when you're really in pain, if you'll sit down and take a dose of medicine every 4 hours and not let anything pull you off of it, say, God, this is your medicine bottle. There's a little book back here of Derek Francis talks about the medicine bottle. But I learned about this from E.W. Kenyon, and there's some books over there on that table of his on the name, on the healing, Jesus the Healer. And let me tell you something. I got that book, and I believed it. I got every book I could get on healing, and I began to say, I don't know what they believe, but I know what that word's saying to me, that I can have what God said I could have. And I get into my, I don't read any books anymore. I read my Bible. I get into the Bible and say, God, show me. But you know what? God's word is true. And you, if you hear what God's done to others, it's fine. But what you want to do is say, hey, look what God's done for me. His word is working in me. He raised me up. Just like my son is so excited. It just blesses me. I got him four of those books of Kenyon's to give to him. He said, Mother, he said, God's doing such a work that I hear God talking and I don't need that medicine. I said, I've been trying to tell you that for years. But I'm just the mother, you know. And y'all pray my daughter's going to hear me too, because God's going to heal her. He's going to restore her, because God's word is true and it doesn't lie. But it takes a believer. It takes us believing it, not being hearers. James said, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. And we've heard it, but we don't do it. We know it. You know what we can become if we're not careful? Dead Sea Christians. Always taking in and never walking in it. You know, the water doesn't run out of the Dead Sea. It all runs in. I said, Lord, deliver me. Don't let me be that. Let me tell you something. My sharing with you builds faith in me that healing can come anytime that I need a healing. I'll go preach it to somebody, and I'll sit down and talk to them about the word, because I know God is faithful to his word. When he told me, he said, come and let us reason together. That's what I want to do. That's what I do. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Excuse me. Chapter 8. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 8, verse 13. I believe this is one I want. Well, in verse 10, Jesus, let me see. He's going to the sentence. Well, let me back up and read it. I forgot what it's all about. Verse 10 says, when Jesus heard of it, he marveled and said to them, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. Oh, the centurion sent the word to heal his, Jesus sent it. And he said, I say not unto you that many shall come from the east and from the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, as thou go thy way, and as thou hast believed, be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same hour. Jesus said, as you believe. That's what he told the centurion when he was talking about he wanted him to go heal his son. And he said, Lord, I'm not worthy of you coming into my house to just send your word. Just speak the word only. And what he was saying was that he was used to having men do what he told him to do, and he believed that Jesus just spoke the word. And Jesus said, as you believe, as we believe, be it unto us. And if you look around there, doesn't that kind of tell us what we really believe? Mark 5. Chapter 5, verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind him and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. She touched the hem of his garment. Verse 34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Faith released when she touched him. Well, we have him living in us. He lives in us by the Spirit, does he not? And we don't have to call him to come. He's already here. But we've got to realize the healer is within us. And we need to release our faith in the Word. Lord, your words, you heal the woman of the issue of blood. What if that was diabetes or something? Think about it. At least I'm saying that. I'm sure it wasn't. I mean, I think it wasn't. But think of the blood diseases we have among us. Have you ever heard of so many people with diabetes? Almost everybody you see, somebody in their family has it. Well, if Jesus, the woman touching just the hem of his garment, virtue came out of him. I realized that he said virtue gone out of me. But the thing was, she touched him with faith, and when she did, the virtue came into her and brought healing. And we've got a whole book. The written word, she didn't have that. She had him. He was there among them. But think about it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 27. When Jesus departed thence, two blind men following him crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. You know, we believe Jesus will heal, but sometimes we're not sure he'll heal us. Well, you know, I always tell my church, I said, I don't want you laying hands on me unless you're walking in what you say. I won't have it. You say, well, you're full of pride. No, I don't want what they've got. I want transference of spirits, because if they laid hands on me, I'd probably get mad and not open the door. You ever get angry? No, I have preached it to them long enough. They all know. Y'all pray for me. I'm real discouraged in my church. Yeah, Lord knows. I mean, he's going to do something, and I'm going to listen to him and do what he tells me to. So, but he said, then he touched their eyes, and saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Okay? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. I had to look at my notebook to see why I had Proverbs 18. I couldn't figure out how that figured in with this, but now the Lord, Holy Spirit brought back to me. Proverbs 18 and verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit up thereof. most of the time when we get under attack, we lose too much with our tongue. And you know, really, the only person we really need to talk to about is the Father. In the name of Jesus, go. You know, he says, come and let us reason together. And he says, put him in remembrance. Well, I said, Lord, you know, when you look at that, God knows his word. He says, put me in remembrance. And I said, Lord, the only thing I've got to reason with you and to talk to you about healing or anything else is your word. So I take the word and I go to him and I say, Lord, your word says that you're my healer. And in the name of Jesus, when I fell that time and I twisted something in my ribs, in my chest, I didn't tell anybody over here that what had happened to me. I never even told them till it was over, until God healed me. Just me and the Lord there in my house anyways, you know. Nobody else needed to know. They weren't going to. But over here, I know they could have prayed for me, but I didn't want anything loose. You know, we need to pray the answer and not the problem when we talk to the Lord. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? Instead of saying, Lord, I got this pain, I got this sickness, I got this. No, I don't got it. I don't want it. Did you know I had more trouble? And I'll say it like this, my own husband. When he was, when they told him he was a diabetic, it became his diabetes. I said, honey, it don't belong to you. It's the devil's. Too late. You get in agreement with it. He said, he would talk about, and I love him, and I don't mean, I'm not trying to put him down. I'm trying to tell you though how hard it is to get rid of it after we've said it's mine. If it's yours, it's yours. And God said that death, the power of death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Okay? If y'all decide to stone me, just get marbles or peas or something like that. Don't get big stones. Matthew 18. Now, I'll show you why it's so hard. If you want prayer for sickness sometimes, I think we need to be like the... I used to be in my Baptist church years ago when I was in the Baptist church. When we had a prayer request, we always said, I have an unspoken request. Would you pray? And if they said, what for? Say, against sickness or whatever. You know, just name whatever you don't want to go in. You see, we rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse the words over and over again of sickness. If you got cancer, let me tell you something. If the enemy put cancer on you, don't tell nobody but God. You know why? The minute cancer is spoken of, people say you're dead. You're going to die. I'm not kidding. You say, no, not me. Yeah. Have you heard about so-and-so? They've got cancer, and it's really bad. You see what I'm saying? It needs to be between me and God. And we're all guilty of it. It's not mine. It's not yours. But when you claim it, you got it. Matthew 18, chapter 18, and verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And we believe in the prayer of agreement. Let me tell you something. When it comes to healing and sickness, you need to get in agreement with the Word. The Word is one. And you're one, that's two. And you pray and agree with what the Word says. And don't just pray one time. Whoever said that, said you pray more than one time, you're in unbelief. Well, I believe, pray until I get it. And I just keep reminding the Father, oh, this is what your Word says. Now, Lord, you know what I'm going through. And, Lord, I'm standing on your Word. And I'm just believing for you to heal me. And I thank you for it. You told me to take your medicine. God told me when he healed me, he delivered me from aspirin headaches, migraine headaches. He said, the medicine wasn't doing me any good. I was eating aspirin. And everything else I get hold of had migraine headaches. And I reached up in my cabinet to get a bottle of aspirin. And the Lord said, what are you taking that for? Well, I said, Lord, I got a headache. A bad one. He said, won't do you any good, does it? Doesn't do you any good, does it? I said, no. He said, why are you taking it? He said, take my word. And he delivered me from that headache that afternoon. I have not had it since then. That's been long years ago. Because, see, we get an agreement. We claim it, and it's ours. And he says, we're two agrees touching anything. Well, now, if I go tell Bruce, that Bruce so-and-so's got cancer, and it's terrible. And he said, they have. We just got an agreement, didn't we? You know, we bind God's hands with our mouth. Going on Psalms 107, chapter 107, verse. I know you know this, but let me tell you. I pray this on the phone all the time for people. I pray when they call me, I pray the word. He said in his word, we're going to start with verse 15, no, 17. Fools, because of their transgression, because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Oh, you mean I did something... to get sick. He said, fools, verse 17, I didn't write this, because of their transgression, because of their iniquities are afflicted. The soul aborteth all manner of meat, and they've drawn near unto the gates of death, and they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them. He sent Jesus, who is the word, that healed us and delivered them from their destruction. So if he sent the living word, Jesus, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He gave us the written word, and so we loose the word. When we're praying for somebody, we say, so when they call you up to pray for them sickness, say, I pray what the word says. I've had people call me up and say, would you agree with me? I said, what do you want me to agree with you for? I don't know whether I can or not. And when they tell me, I say, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll agree with what the word says, and I'll pray the word. And he, and I say, you know, the word says that by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed 2,000 years ago. And I lose healing to you, and I send the word. According to the word, he sent his word and healed you. So we just lose the word to bring healing in Jesus' name. It works, but it takes us believing it will. It takes us doing the word. It takes us standing on the word. It doesn't come overnight. It doesn't just come by quoting it one time. It comes when you stand up on it, and no matter how bad it gets, you still stand up on it. You stand up on the word. And if it helps any, put your Bible on the floor and stand on it. I did that with a broken foot one time. 2.5 hours later, God healed it. I know, I can tell you that he will, because he did it for me. And he doesn't love me anymore, and he loves anybody else. He's no respecter person. But it's not always easy. Isaiah 55. Chapter 55. You have to go sleep on me. I guess I better get through. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. Well, you said, well, that God says it's his word, and it'll prosper according to where he sent it. But he gave us authority and power. He said over in Luke 10:19, he said, behold, I give you power, authority, over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You gotta believe that what the word belongs to you and the authority is yours. You know, the Lord showed me years ago, Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus said, behold, all authority and power has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Then he said, you go and make disciples. And I said, Lord, you just said all the power has been given to you, and then you told us to go and make disciples. He said, and he's talking to me, and he said, well, you see, I'm not down there. You are.
All right.
So I'm giving you my authority. Now you go and use it. And it's yours as much as you believe you've got. If you don't believe you've got, then you don't have any. If you don't believe it'll work for you, it won't. But if you will stand up on it and take it and tell the devil to get out of your house, and that sickness is not from God, and if you've sinned and opened the door for him, ask God to show you what you did, repent of it, confess your sin, and then ask him to heal you and stand on the word till it's manifested in you. Acts 10, verse 38. Oh, who was it that said we could hate the devil? I hate the devil. I hate all he does to people. But that's not taking care of the problem. We got to put the word on him. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. So sickness comes from sin, which sin is a spirit, which comes from the enemy, and in the enemy is going to get you to sin and open the door. If you don't sin any other way, you'll sin with your mouth. Just so he can attack you. Because he wants to discredit. If you're out preaching healing, he's going to attack you and try to make everybody say, well, look at her, look at him. They're preaching healing, they're sick. They look at them, they run to the doctor. Well, devil, you're a liar and the truth's not in you. The word says it and we believe it. And that settles it. You know, it, the word says it and it's settled whether we believe it or not. God settled it 2,000 years ago. 1 John chapter 3. Come on, people just get angry at the enemy. He is our enemy, and he's out to kill us. He's out to kill you. He's out to discredit you. He's out to take away everything that you believe. And if he can do it, he will. If you let him, he will. In chapter John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the word says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning for this purpose. But this is what I want you to say. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. And he gave us the power and authority to finish the job. He showed us how to do it. He gave us the power to do it. He gave us the name of Jesus. He gave us his word. And he gave us authority to go forth and to do it. And when we will believe and walk in it, just begin to use your authority. You got the sword of the Spirit, which is the word. It cuts two ways. The word of God. It's quick and it's powerful. And it cuts. And you use the word on the enemy. You use the word on all the problems that come against you. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to stop and do some deliverance on sickness if you want it.
Amen.
Okay. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word. Lord, if I've offended anyone, I ask you to heal them. But the word cuts. And Lord, it's your word. I'm only saying what your word says. So, Lord, I love them, and we want to be free. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we just thank you for your word working, abiding the enemy off this place. And, Lord, as we look at the sin in our lives, Lord, as we confess our unbelief, our doubt, we come before you and confess unbelief and doubt. And, Father, I just ask now that you just pour out the Spirit, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come upon each one here that they may be delivered in Jesus' name. You said, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word and we receive it in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind all of from where I'm seated in Christ Jesus in the third heaven, far above principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. I bind every spirit here to my authority, and I come against the spirit of sickness. Spirit of sickness and disease, loosen and let them go. Let them go. Spirits of diabetes, high blood pressure, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Arthritis, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Turn loose and let them go. Turn them loose and come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, let the blood of Jesus just flow over each one here now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We were healed 2,000 years ago. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against the spirit of sugar diabetes, heart problems, heart malfunction of the heart. Heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them and let them go. Let them go. Come on, work from the inside and command them out. If you think you might have some of this, get rid of it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose. Come on, let them go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen and let them go. Cancer, female problems, Bell's palsy, skin cancer, tumors, in the name of Jesus. Come on out of them. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go. The bone breaker, the one that breaks the bones, causes the bones to deteriorate. In the name of Jesus Christ, Terminator. Come on, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Spirits of obesity from eating, overeating and from eating of blood. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Turn them loose in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of arthritis, asthma, in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, low blood sugar, high blood sugar. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Heart failure. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirits of double-mindedness, loosen and let go. Come on, let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn loose and let go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Spirits of unbelief. Unbelief that kills the Christian. Spirits of unbelief that kills the Christians. Let them go. Come on out of there. Spirits of unbelief. Turn them loose. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose and come out of there. Turn them loose. Come on. Unbelief and doubt. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Unbelief. Unbelief and doubt. Doubt. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let them go. Let them go. Come on, let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen them. All kinds of blood problems, high blood pressure, low blood pressure. What is it? Any hepatitis or any kind of blood malfunction in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you cleanse the blood. Joel 3:21 says he'll cleanse the blood that hadn't been cleansed. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we call that heart attacks, heart problems, heart failure in the name of Jesus, strokes, clogged arteries in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Heart attacks. Mental illness, confusion, let them go in the name of Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody got that? What, Bruce? Unforgiveness. Turn them loose and let them go. If you have any unforgiveness against anyone, it'll block you from getting deliverance in the name of Jesus. So if you have any unforgiveness, I was thinking, probably should have led everybody through a prayer, but Dr. Noel and I both had done it, so I just, we just confess your unforgiveness. Ask God to forgive you if you've got unforgiveness. Listen, unforgiveness brings in bitterness. It brings in arthritis. It brings in cancer. It brings in a lot of things. I still say that unforgiveness is a root of arthritis because it's such a bitterness will come there from unforgiveness. Bitterness will come in. And you've got to forgive not because, you know, I've had people say, well, I can't forgive them. And if you forgive them, and a lot of people think, well, if I forgive them, they make it all right. If you don't forgive someone, you bind yourself to them. They're only living their life, and you're still bound to them. And you forgive them, and you free them, and God can work in you, and God can work in them. But if you don't forgive them, then He can't work in you, and He can't work in them. And it will cripple you and cause you all kinds of physical problems. So, repent quick. Thank you, Ruth. Repent quick when you get mad at somebody or somebody hurts you or something. You know, it's not worth getting sick to hold unforgiveness and bitterness against anyone, is it? Uh-huh. Blood clots. Okay, blood clots or aneurysm. Come on, loosen them and let them go. Any aneurysm. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out of there. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Aneurysm, blood clots, strokes, hemorrhaging. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Come on out of there and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. All blood diseases, anything wrong with the blood, come on, let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there. You know what you've got. If there's something there giving you problems, you can call it out inside of you as I'm calling from the outside, okay? Come on, all the blood problems. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Huh? What? What about it? Immune system? Anything that causes, in the name of Jesus, that blocks the immune system. Come on, let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Depression. Come on out there in the name of Jesus. Spirits of depression. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. I break every hold of depression over everybody in this church in the name of Jesus and command it to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, let them go. Let them go. Let them go.
Aneurysm came from anger.
Anger, spirits of anger, aneurysm, and angers. Come on out of there, all anger and all fears, little fears, big fears. Come on, let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them and let them go. Depression, in the name of Jesus Christ, loosen and come out of there in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You know, if you think you've got it coughing, stop that thing coming out. Somebody asked me the other day, why do you want them to cough? Stir them up. Get them out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, all of the, everything that's working that we, I don't know about, but you do and God knows. So come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn loose. Turn loose in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus. All the depression. Loosen him. Let him go. Let him go. Come on, let him go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Turn him loose. Turn him loose. Let him go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All crippling diseases, all the, that crippling spirit, the back bone breaker, and I don't know why, but there's so many people with ruptured discs. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask for restoration. Yes, we need to ask God, when you're praying for someone with a disc problem, you pray that God will restore. In the name of Jesus. And he will. He will. I know he will. Amen. Anybody else got something on me to call? Excuse me?
Mental illness.
Mental illness. In the name of Jesus. Insanity. Mind control. Come on. Let them go. All mental illness. All that's connected with it. All things. Insanity. Madness. Alzheimer's disease. Come on out of there. We break the power of that thing in the name of Jesus Christ, and we come against Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Even the beginning of it, we command you to loosen and let go in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn loose and come out. You have no right there. Your blood bought, redeemed, and paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them. In the name of Jesus. Alzheimer's, madness, insanity, all mental illnesses. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, restore our souls. Every portion of the soul that's been removed or diseased, cleanse it. In the name of Jesus, wash it, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is good. Amen? All the time. All the time. Let's ask the Lord to fill us, okay? Jared, do you have something? Okay, go ahead. Before we start, go ahead.
Had oral surgery for a jawbone disease last week. And I came down here with a headache, a jawbone ache. I had it for a week and a half. And then 3 or 4 days ago, since coffee stopped, and I got up there for prayer, and she mentioned that water. And then the fear of pain got out of my head, jawbone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Oh, thank you, Jerry. Let's praise the Lord. Now let's ask the Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your Holy Spirit just minister now, fill every place. Come in and bring healing and wholeness and soundness. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. Lord, let the anointing come forth and fill in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we bind everything that's left in the name of Jesus. I bind backlash and retaliation. As for the angels of the Lord to come in and cleanse the church in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for your word. I thank you for healing. Lord, we cast out the demons and we pray for healing. And we thank you for the healings, Lord. We know your word works and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we thank you for the food. We ask you to bless it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those that fix it and prepare it. And Lord, use it to strengthen our bodies. And Lord, just bless and pour out your blessings upon us, Lord, and let we go forth that we might minister truth to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.